Hey everyone, I hope you guys have been enjoying my monster discussion so far, and you guys were able to learn as much as I did from these podcasts. But all good things come to an end, and as my senior year of high school is wrapping up, so are these investigations. So, welcome to my last monster discussion for my honors English class. My name is Gerald Wong Si-chan, and I never realized how important it is to acknowledge monsters that exist in a novel, when they do exist, and understand what the author's purpose is when they implemented these messages. In the novel Wake by Lisa Mickman, the author used Janie Hannigan to introduce the monster. Janie Hannigan has the involuntary power that causes her to go into dreams of people that fall asleep around her. She realized that she had this ability at 8 years old, and has stuck with her ever since. She always despised the occurrences because it always made her feel helpless. Everyone would ask her for help in the dreams, but she didn't even want to be there to begin with, let alone help them. Mickman conveys a powerful message with the superpower and connects it to how harmful the fear of the unknown can be to society. Janie didn't fully understand her power, thus made her fear it. In modern day culture, it's very common for people to be afraid of the things they don't know. Trust me, I know exactly how that feels. It can be anything from not knowing whether you got accepted to the college of your dreams to what's for dinner tonight. It's human to reject the unknown. However, being afraid of the unknown limits people from branching out to new things to gain experiences. We fear the unknown because we can't anticipate the outcome. However, resisting change won't turn the outcome in your favor. We are able to see how Janie tries to ignore her power and it doesn't use it to the fullest of its abilities because she doesn't know too much about it. This causes her to physically have seizures because she tries so hard to pull herself out of dreams. It becomes physically draining and dangerous to her health. It wasn't until Miss Stubbin, an elder Janie took care of in an elderly home, told her that Janie isn't the only dream catcher. She, too, has the same ability as Janie. Stubbin advises Janie to take advantage of her power to help other people. This encourages her to enforce her power and got a job with the police to use this power to capture criminals. Janie starts to appreciate her ability and becomes grateful towards the one thing that she despised. Mickman emphasizes on really important life themes. She talks about how we don't fully know another person due to the events that occur in their lives. Janie knew about Cable, but she never met him until her senior year. All she knew about him were stories and rumors that other people painted him into negative light. However, Cable starts to become one of the most important people in her life, and he even helped her find a job where her ability would be of good use. In this novel, Mickman gives an important life lesson, one that we've all heard before: when life gives you lemon, make lemonade. Did I say lemon? I meant lemons. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Janie was gifted the ability to go into people's dreams, and instead of ignoring it, she is able to use it to help the common good. At the end of the novel, she accepts the fact that she has an extraordinary gift. We were able to watch Janie grow as a character and learn from her experiences. I learned a lot from Mickman in this novel. She did an excellent job at reiterating the fact that growth occurs from overcoming hard times. So you should allow yourself to make mistakes, but don't forget to learn from it as well. Thank you.